courageous, godly women. When you think about courageous, godly women, who do you think of? Perhaps you think of women in the Bible, or great godly women in history. Or perhaps you think of someone who courageously represented Jesus Christ and greatly influenced you and the direction of your life. One of my faithful friends and listeners of this podcast asked to hear a podcast about Esther. Esther was truly a courageous, godly woman. When I think of Esther, I think of beauty and courage. Perhaps you are not familiar with this courageous woman. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience truth about beauty and courage and Queen Esther. You can read about Esther's story in the Old Testament book of the Bible, Esther. The story of Esther begins in 483 BC. Esther lived in Persia. Xerxes the Great was the fifth king of this Persian kingdom from 486 to 465 BC. His winter palace was in Susa, and he gave a great banquet. The celebration lasted 180 days, or about 6 months. The celebration was lavishly decorated, and there was an abundance of royal wine, reflecting the king's generosity. During this lavish party, King Xerxes ordered that his wife, Queen Vashti, come before the nobles and all the other men so that they could gaze on her beauty. She was a very beautiful woman. Queen Vashti refused and subsequently was banished. After King Xerxes banished Queen Vashti, he missed the queen, and since his royal order could not be redacted, they began a search for a beautiful young woman to become queen. Esther was a very beautiful young Jewish woman, and she was chosen as the one of the young women to come before the king. She did not reveal her nationality as a Jew. King Xerxes loved Esther more than any of the other young women, and he made her queen. Esther continued to keep her ethnicity a secret. Mordecai, who was Esther's older cousin, became a government official and thwarted an assassination attempt on King Xerxes' life. This was recorded in the book of the history of King Xerxes' reign. Sometime later, Haman, a Persian official, desired to destroy Mordecai and eradicate all the Jews. Haman deceived King Xerxes and persuaded him to draw up an edict to put all the Jews to death on a certain day the following year. Mordecai told Queen Esther about this edict. And in the Old Testament, the book of Esther, the New Living Translation, chapter 4, verses 10 through 17, state, "Then Esther told Hathach to go back and relay this message to Mordecai. All the king's officials and even the people in the provinces know that anyone who appears before the king in his inner court without being invited is doomed to die unless the king holds out his gold scepter. And the king has not called for me to come to him for 30 days. So Hathach gave Esther's message to Mordecai. Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace, you will escape when all other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just a time as this? Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go and gather together all the Jews of Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will do the same. And then, though it is against the law, I will go in to see the king. If I must die, I must die. So Mordecai went away and did everything as Esther had ordered him. At that time in history, in order to protect Persian kings from assassins, they did not allow anyone to come into the king's inner court unless they were called for. So if you entered his court without him holding out his gold scepter, you would be put to death. Esther knew that if she approached the king without being called for, she could die. This called for great courage. Esther had great wisdom in the midst of this crisis. She acted courageously before she went into the king's inner court. She called for the Jews to fast, and she fasted. You see, God is sovereign, and He is our only hope when we face extreme danger. Our wisest and most courageous act is to call upon Him in prayer and fasting. Bringing our request before an almighty God who can help us in times of danger and crisis, we humble ourselves before the Lord with fasting and realize our dependence upon Him. Esther not only fasted, but called on others to fast. Often we find ourselves in a crisis, and it takes courage to ask others to fast on our behalf. There are critical situations that arise in each of our lives that are appropriate times to ask brothers and sisters in Christ to fast on our behalf. If you have a brother or sister in Christ that is facing a difficult crisis and they ask you to fast and pray with them, move out in courage like Mordecai did, as he and the fellow Jews fasted and prayed for Queen Esther. Our prayers touch the heart of God. My dear friend who requested this podcast on Esther is a woman of prayer and fasting. She is a woman of beauty and courage. I have seen her face crisis in her family and crisis with her health, and she uses such wisdom and courage by taking these situations to prayer and calling out to God for His divine intervention. Perhaps you're listening today and you are facing a situation or crisis that calls for courage. Will you be a person of beauty and courage? I know the Lord finds beauty in our actions of obedience and righteousness. 2 Chronicles 16:9, the New American Standard Bible. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that He may strongly support those whose heart is completely His. The Lord delights when we seek for Him and His ways in prayer. It is like a sweet incense going up before the Lord. Psalm 141:2. Let my prayer be counted as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Revelation 5:8. And when he took the scroll, the four living beings and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they held gold bowls filled with incense, which are the prayers of the people. Revelation 8:3-4. And another angel came and stood at the altar with a golden censer, and he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints rose before God from the hand of the angel. It takes courage to seek the Lord in prayer and then to move out in His leading and stand for righteousness. One of the first steps we take as a believer in Christ is to speak up publicly and let it be known that we trust and follow Him. It takes courage. It takes courage to pray and ask the Lord to help us in times of need and to obey His Spirit. There are times when His Holy Spirit directs us to act and we don't understand, but we are called to trust and obey. It takes courage. Esther moved out in courage on the third day of the fast. She came before King Xerxes, and he held out the gold scepter and was pleased to answer her request. Her courageous actions resulted in her life, Mordecai's life, and the lives of the Jews being saved. If you would like to know the full story, go to the Bible and read the book of Esther. What does the Lord want to speak to us today through His Word? These days and times require courage. The courage to place your dependence upon the Lord. The courage to fast and pray when called upon for courageous actions. The courage to listen to the Holy Spirit and act in obedience. The courage to walk in righteousness. Do you have a courageous heart? Let's call upon the Lord in prayer, asking Him to help us and to give us hearts of beauty and courage for the times we live in. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for each one listening today. Lord, that you fill their hearts with courage to seek you, to seek your presence, to seek your help when they are in time of need. God, let us be courageous, courageous enough to fast and pray and ask for your leading. Lord, give us the courage to obey your will and your leading, and to move out in the way that you direct. Father, I ask you to be with each lady and each man today that are listening to this podcast, to lead them and help them to be courageous. We thank you for your leading and for your Holy Spirit. Amen.